Call the roll on the quorum.
Corbett.
Here.
Corbett here. Harmon. Hancock. Leno.
Here.
Leno here. Walters.
Here.
Walters here.
We have a quorum, so we can begin business. We have two items on the agenda today. SB 202 by Senator Harmon, who is not with us today, but I will be presenting his measure with regard to trustee duties. And item two is SB 1004 by Senator Huff, dealing with vehicle license dealers and credit scores. And I don't see Senator Huff. So without objection, I can go ahead and present Senator Harmon's measure. Everybody okay with that?
Sure.
All righty. Thank you. Let's see. Who would like to chair? All right. Senator Leno will do the honors while I'm gone. Chair.
Senator Corbett, I understand you're going to present a bill for Senator Harmon.
Yes, very gladly. This is a measure dealing with trustees and their duties. I thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. Senate Bill 202 amends certain probate code sections to clarify when trustees must give notification to beneficiaries, including the settlors, heirs, and the Attorney General. SB 202 clarifies that a beneficiary may request a copy of the terms of the trust at any time and clarifies that a trustee can and should provide a beneficiary with specific information the beneficiary has reasonably requested concerning a trust, rather than being compelled to provide a standard report. SB 202 also revises existing law to provide that the beneficiary's right to a copy of the terms of the trust or to request information may not be waived by the settlor in the trust instrument. SB 202 has no opposition, has received no votes. SB 202 is also sponsored by the trust and its estate section of the State Bar of California, the people that actually do this work. And I requestfully ask for your aye vote on this non-controversial measure.
Thank you. Those in support of the bill. Anyone here to speak?
Gina Lara on behalf of the Trust and Estate Section for the California State Bar. I'm here in support and to answer any questions as a subject matter expert.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Anyone in opposition?
Move the bill.
We have a motion on the bill. Just one question. How is it that we're hearing this in committee today?
There were amendments that were substantial enough in nature that this committee should hear the bill on its way back.
Very good. This will go to the floor on concurrence?
Yes.
All right. Any questions, comments from the committee? If not, we will call the roll.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye.
That bill is out 4-0. And we're waiting for Senator Huff, is that correct? Oh, he is here. Pass the gavel back to the chair. Senator Huff, welcome.
Good morning.
It's here on SB 1004. This is an issue that will be familiar to committee members, as we did hear a bill similar to this earlier. And Senator Huff, we thank you for being here to present this measure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the past 2 years, more than 250 car dealerships have closed their doors, and 2009 new car sales were the worst in over 35 years. SB 1004 will give greater flexibility to car dealerships by repealing archaic regulations, allowing them to operate more efficiently in these difficult economic times. Amendments taken in the Assembly will harmonize federal and state regulations regarding credit score disclosure requirements. Amendments also permit dealerships to more easily access cash from a deposit, which is originally required to protect against undue monetary loss to a purchaser, seller, financing agency, or government agency. SB 1004 has thus far received unanimous support from both houses, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, Senator Huff. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair and members, Brian Moss of the California New Car Dealers Association. Much happier occasion today. We're working on a compromise that's been included in the bill, as Senator Huff indicated in the assembly. We've modified the disclosure that we talked about in AB 2118 Hernandez a few months ago, and consumer groups and everybody have signed off. There is no known opposition to the bill, and this will allow dealers on January 1st, to use the federal model form to do credit score disclosure in lieu of doing two state forms. And we think that's a considerable improvement, and we thank everybody, including your staff, for working so hard and so diligently to fix this, and we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Mr. Moss, too, for working with everybody and working this out. I think it's a good product for everybody, and we very much appreciate your willingness to do that as well. Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, we have a motion by Senator Hancock. Any questions? I guess not. All right. Please call a roll on the vote.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye.
Thank you very much. That bill's out in a 4-0 vote. Thank you. And this meeting is adjourned.